Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I shouldn't have opened the door about the whole gaming thing and hobby because everybody's sending their stupid recommendations. Our guy Cody, who used to work here. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Let's see what you do.
Become a professional golden tee player.
It's not your thing. Is that even, I mean, people still do golden tee? Is golden tee still big, like in the bars? Is it? But yeah. Mar, you're shaking your head?
I love playing golden tee. Anytime I go to a dive bar that has it, I always dono a couple dollars.
Right.
Every time.
Dude, you know what? My son's buddy was over at the house yesterday. And he told me, he's kind of pondering life, trying to figure out, he's carving out his life, what he wants to do. He's in sales and just trying to think of, is this what he really wants to do? Like, he was telling me that guys his age, which is basically your age, right? 25 years old.
25.
He says young people, they don't like to drink like they used to. Like, drinkies, they like to drink and have a good time, but not like they used to. It's about wellness. It's about being healthy. It's a whole thing now.
Yeah, I'm way more into the pregame. Like, I'm all about, having, a couple pops and then kind of just shutting it down and then not really going super crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it's not worth it, man. You don't want to sacrifice a day for a night. I mean, every now and then you got to let loose and have a good time, but it's, I agree. Few and far between for people our age.
He said people are into like the red light therapies and the sauna and the cold plunge and just all the wellness stuff. It's like huge with young people now.
Cold plunges are over right now. They're big time. I'm just not a member of a gym that has one, but I went to Lifetime a couple weeks ago, and that's basically all I did. I hit the weights for like 30 minutes, and then I did the chirotherapy, the massage chairs, the cold plunge, the sauna, the steam room.
Yeah, people are into all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's big time over right now.
When you say over, you mean like that? You're making me think it's over.
That's a Hulkster term right there, brother. Like, he was running hot in L.A. back in the day, brother.
Right.
And he was big time over.
So you mean... Okay.
It means
so,
popular.
It's popular.
In wrestling.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, big push.
Is that's a wrestling term?
Yeah. If you put someone over.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'm not a WWE fan, but I just like using their slang. They got great slang over there.
I don't know why. Maybe it was on my phone. I guess it was. I was just seeing a bunch of Jake Paul stuff. Dude, or no, Logan Paul stuff. Sorry, I get those donks mixed up. Logan Paul, the stuff he's doing in the ring is ridiculous. Is he still an active wrestler with the WWE or whatever it's called?
Yeah, last I saw, like, a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago, he like basically stole the show at WrestleMania. It blew up on TikTok. He like
the
did
stuff
like a,
he's doing, like where he jumped on the rope and then backflipped off of it onto the table.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like he's a complete natural, is what I'm reading about him.
Dude, he's like the greatest. He looks like the most acrobatic wrestler ever.
Yeah, I mean,
you say what you want about his boxing.
Yeah, both those guys are just superstars. They're just the ultimate entertainers. Like, Jake Paul is actually fighting on Saturday against Julio Cesar Chavez's son. It's crazy. It's just like he's fighting big time names, and it's just wild.
Right,
but he used to be a champion.
But Jake Paul's pretty much, it's over on the boxing front, right? People have kind of seen the limits. Like, he's an okay boxer, but they've seen the limits of it.
Still going at it. I saw him say he makes about $40 million a year boxing.
Right, it's crazy.
So. Of course, he's going to continue.
Yeah.
He's just got to fight Tommy Fury. That's really the only like big fight that people care about, because that was the only fight that gave him a good test, and he ended up losing that fight. And it kind of now looks like he's ducking him. Like, he's fighting all these 40-year-old dudes, UFC fighters. It's like, stop ducking Tommy Fury.
Well, maybe he's trying to build up just some more enthusiasm for it. What's the deal with John Jones? John Jones is ducking this one guy?
Yeah, John Jones. I mean,
why?
This is going to be a stain on his legacy if he actually doesn't come back and fight. I'm of the belief that he's just, kind of trying to build
leverage
for it.
And
yeah, he wants a little more money, and hopefully I think Tom Aspinall will take a fight here in the next couple months, and then if he wins, jump on the microphone.
Why would
and call
he
out
be
Jones.
Scared of anyone? Why would John Jones be scared of anyone?
Well, this dude Tom Aspinall is legit. He's like in his young 30s. He's a heavyweight but moves like a middleweight, super fast, great takedown defense. It is kind of like a nightmare matchup for John Jones. So
John
I can see
Jones
why.
Moved up to heavyweight to fight Stipe, who was known as one of the greatest heavyweights of all time, but he was also older. And John Jones now is 36, 37, and this guy's much bigger, a natural heavyweight. And so some people think he's ducking him. Others, just, like John Jones, he's got legal issues all the time.
Does he have a new legal issue?
Like he's convinced that John Jones is coming back. I'm not. Like some you guys walk away. He claims he's not into it. Like some of these guys, as they get older, they're only interested in fighting like names. And to him, that's just some other young guy. He's beaten young guys before.
But John Jones is doing a bit. You can just tell because like his Twitter profile for the last couple months is literally just a duck with a UFC championship around it. And he's always just, it just feels like he's leaning into it and just, you know, fueling the fire.
How old is he now?
37. But it's like when he fought Daniel Cormier way back in the day, Daniel Cormier was 38. When he fought Stipe just a couple months ago, he was 40. So it's like, you know.
Oh, no, you could definitely still do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely has the skill.
Right.
Yeah, but if he doesn't have the fire, like he claims he doesn't have the fire, like he didn't feel like working out. I could see him becoming a big fat guy.
Drab, did you see that they're saying Antonio Brown may be leaving the country? Like there's been some insinuation. Have you read that?
I thought he wasn't here. I thought he had already left because they're looking for him for the attempted murder.
For this attempted murder thing. Is Antonio Brown on the lam, officially on the lam? That's not going to work. It's freaking Antonio Brown.
I don't know, but I'm loving this, EB's. Did you see this segment? What's going on with John Jones? Antonio Brown, Logan Paul. You're bringing up good stuff here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what's
in my world.
What I've come across.
There was something that happened in Miami like a few weeks ago.
Right.
Maybe more than that.
Was there something like shooting outside a club or something?
AB discharged a weapon.
Right.
And I think they're trying to get him for attempted murder.
Right.
Yes.
But he's
wanted in Miami-Dade County.
Right. I understand.
I mean, that's the least shocking thing ever.
But Antonio Brown's not going to last 2 days on the... Like, he's world famous. Like, they're going to... He's going to get ID'd and get pulled back into the country.
Well, I think he's doing Twitter videos and stuff. I don't know if it's, like, that big of a deal yet. I don't know.
All right.
I don't think it's, like... you know, FBI's 10 most wanted.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But I mean, if he's legitimately being charged and he's legitimately dodging it, it's a poor plan.
According to this story, authorities confirmed he's no longer in the United States with most signs pointing to Dubai or somewhere in the Middle East.
And so they're just going to wait him out until
Brown
he comes back?
Took to Twitter and his message was, I'm out of the country, ain't no more child support, tell your mama, get a job. That's his message.
That has nothing to do with the attempted murder charge. That's a totally
separate thing. But that's his response.
I'll be honest.
He's not a normal dude.
I know he has financial troubles, but if I had money and attempted murder charges, I might probably leave the country too.
Yeah,
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? They bring you back.
Right. Well, I think that's eventually going to happen. Now, by the way, I don't think he's going to be convicted of attempted murder. Like, this will be, somehow they'll figure it out. Maybe some assault.
I don't know the facts of the case.
Yeah, but
what if he tried to commit a murder?
I doubt it. I don't.
Why would you doubt it? You doubt that?
I doubt that he tried to actually shoot someone in, like, to kill them. I do doubt that. He may have fired a gun off to scare someone, but I doubt he tried to kill somebody. I do doubt it. Personally, I doubt it. Maybe he did. My guess is it'll be lesser charge. Probably have to do something, but I don't think they're going to ever convict him of attempted murder. That'd be my guess.
I don't know. I watched you watched the Gilbert Arenas thing about Javaris Crittenden.
Yeah, that was a little bit different.
Javaris Crittenden shot somebody, killed somebody.
I understand. I think that's more of an outlier. I just don't think Antonio Brown pulled a gun out to literally try to kill someone.
I don't know the facts of the case, but why couldn't you see him being angry? And firing a gun.
It just would be my guess. I'm just going to go with my instinct. My instinct is he's not going to be convicted for attempted murder. That would be my guess. I'd actually probably be willing to bet a decent amount of money on it if you wanted to.
I'd have to read up on it a little more. I mean, they're charging him.
I understood.
He was involved in a shooting.
My guess is he's not going to be convicted of attempted murder. I'm willing to bet on it.
Convicted is different, but do you...
Knowing nothing. My guess is not.
He claimed he was jumped, right? mm-hmm. by people who tried to steal his jewelry.
Right.
But they're arresting him.
Yeah. Listen, they can arrest whoever they want. I'm telling you, I don't think he's going to be convicted for attempted murder.
They found two shell casings.
I'm sure he fired the gun. Okay. I'm sure he fired the gun. I don't doubt it. I don't think they're going to charge him with attempted murder. But, you know, I'm just talking. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Interesting that he's in Dubai.
All right. I know we're going to have Barry Svrluga. At some point, I want to go through this Kevin Sheehan audio. What is Kevin doing now with the uniform situation, Drab? He's adamant that they're going to have some sort of big uniform change. Is that the deal?
He says they're going to bring back a version of their old uniforms, reimagined for the modern era. And I think some people are taking the leap. Remember, there were pictures with the spear?
Yeah.
Here's Kevin Sheehan on his show talking about it.
I just know, and I'll, again, what I said last October, fall, early fall, I have it on good authority that they are going to go back to something resembling the old uniforms, with sans the, you know, more recent Redskins logo, right? So, and it would be a rollout with alt opportunities in 2025. How many alt opportunities? Don't they get 3 or 4 each year? Is that right, Max?
Something like that.
Yeah. So in these alt opportunities this year, I would imagine that at least in a couple of them, we're going to have a uniform that looks like the old uniform. All right. And, you know, I can't describe what the logo will be on the helmet. I'm going to guess that it's the W.
Okay. I buy that. I could see them having the somehow incorporating the spear. I could see it. I don't think they're going to have the Native American and the headdress or whatever. I think those days are probably done. But yeah, sure. I see that.
But if it's just a W.
Well, no, but
people get fired up.
I don't actually mind the W. Are they going to get rid of the logo with the years? Like, you know, the round logo with the W and the 19, whatever the year is. You remember that? Remember when they screwed up the logo at first? Then they had to redo it.
Yeah, they redid that.
Yeah,
the patch.
But is that here to stay? Or are the Harris people going to get rid of that?
I don't know. But what Sheehan's saying is they're going to bring back is one of their alternates, right? So they get 4 uniforms this year. They're going to have their 2 main ones, the black one, and then a throwback. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's saying the throwback is going to be your old school classic, like Washington football team Redskins uniform, but with the W on the helmet for this season. And then he says the plan is to eventually return to something resembling the old uniforms in the 2026 season,
mm-hmm.
sticking with the current logo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the old school burgundy and gold.
So they're going to get rid of the black unis altogether? Is that what he's suggesting?
He didn't say anything about the black unis, but what he's saying is they're going to test it pretty much this year. They're going to dip their toe into the old uniforms with their alternate, and then the next season, that's going to be their full-time uniforms again.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not sufficient. Like, honestly, they resemble the old ones kind of to me.
I mean,
they're close enough to the colors-ish.
Ish. But that's not, like, you're looking at we have Jonathan Allen.
It's a little
jersey
off,
in studio. It does not look like what RG3 was wearing in 2012.
The maroon's a little off, but, or burgundy, whatever, maroon.
It's completely different, Eric.
I don't know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I guess. I'm not that sophisticated. To me, they're basically still wearing burgundy and gold. You know, they have different letters. You know,
look, people are going to love it. Here's the thing. And we you know, had a hypothetical yesterday where we were saying, would you want the name back, but you have to deal with Snyder? The vast majority of people are like, no. Snyder's, that's the absolute worst option.
It's worth sacrificing
everything,
the name for it.
Right?
Yeah.
But they're going to probably walk this line to get as close to that as possible because fans get fired up for it.
But I'll say this.
So they're going to
don't abandon the black. I didn't like the black at first. Now I like the black.
So
I've embraced the black.
They're basically saying we'll bring back the uniform from a decade ago, all right, that you were used to, not this new stuff. We'll bring back the old uniform, and then you're just going to have the W on the helmet.
What do you not like? Hey, Drab, when you look at that uniform, what looks so markedly different other than the burgundy's a little off, obviously? Is it like the dots on the numbers?
No, but
like,
just look at the color. It's the coloring. Here, look at this. This is like the old coloring.
Yeah.
The coloring is different. That's not very burgundy.
Yeah, okay. So, okay.
Eric, there's no yellow on there. There's no yellow.
Okay.
Instead of the outline.
I guess it doesn't move me. So
I know it doesn't move you. Clearly, you have no artistic eye. But think of your Daryl Green jersey.
I know it's a little different. It's a little different, but I don't think it's like, it's not like it's green.
It's completely different.
No, there's no yellow stripes.
I see a little yellow on the swoosh or whatever's up on the corner of the top of the sleeve. I don't know. I guess, I don't know.
No, but it's not as prominent. Yeah. Like the old jerseys, even if they just wore a white jersey, the burgundy numbers were outlined by yellow.
Okay.
Here you have, it's not even really burgundy, and it's outlined by black.
Okay. All right. So yeah, outline it in yellow. Put a little
and then a stripe
yellow
of yellow
on the sleeve.
Right,
these are like such minute details.
Yeah, fans
are
into
it. People get that fired up about it.
Because it's nostalgia. They want to go back to the old name, which they're not going to get. But if they can give them the jersey, then you're pacifying the fans to an extent. And also kind of teasing them.
Right, right. Okay.
And it just looks better. Also, you have the pants too with the piping down the side of the burgundy and gold stripes.
Right? What do they have right now? I don't even know. On the pants. Like what is
it just matches this.
Yeah, it's
matches this.
I don't pay that much attention to the uniforms.
I mean, you're just the wrong person to have this conversation with.
I totally am. They're gonna go back to what it was, potentially, if Sheehan's right, versus kind of this newer look, which isn't the tradition.
They're
leaning in towards tradition.
I understand the concept. I just don't see how it's horrifically off. I mean, I think the coloring is different for sure.
There's no gold. Do you see any gold there?
Yes, on the top of the sleeve.
The tiny little swoosh.
I see a sliver on the swoosh.
Okay, that's not enough.
All right, so put a yellow stripe in there. Put a yellow stripe on the pants, and everybody will be happy.
A little bit.
Yeah, cool.
It'll pacify them to an extent.
I'm fine. Just don't get rid of the black. I'm actually pro-black now.
All right, coming up next, Barry Zwalluga from the Washington Post. We'll talk about the Wizards draft. We can get into this. And the Washington Nationals, who've been struggling, although they got a win last night. Keep it here. Barry Zwalluga next here on the Junkies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.